Your grief for what you've lost lifts a mirror up to where you're bravely working, expecting the worst. You look, and instead, here's the joyful face you've been wanting to see. Your hand opens and closes and opens and closes. If it were always a fist or always stretched open, you would be paralyzed. Your deepest presence is in every small contracting and expanding, the two as beautifully balanced and coordinated as bird wings. A chickpea leaps almost over the rim of the pot where it's being boiled. Why are you doing this to me? The cook knocks it down with the ladle. Don't you try to jump out. You think I'm torturing you. I'm giving you flavor so you can mix with the spices and rice and be the lovely vitality of a human being. Remember when you drank rain in the garden? That was for this. Grace first, sexual pleasure, then a boiling new life begins, and the friend has something good to eat.
One dervish says to another, "What was your vision of God's presence?" "I haven't seen anything. But for the sake of conversation, I'll tell you a story." God's presence is there in front of me. And there's a fire on the left and a lovely stream on the right. One group walks toward the fire, into the fire, and another toward the sweet flowing water. And no one knows which are blessed and which are not. Whoever walks into that fire suddenly appears in the stream, and a head goes under the water surface, and that head pokes out into the fire. Most of us guard against going into that fire, and so we end up in it. And those who love the water of pleasure and make it their devotion are cheated with this reversal. But the trickery goes even further. The voice of the fire tells the truth and says, "I am not fire. I am the fountainhead. Come into me and don't mind those sparks." If you are a friend of God, fire is your water. You should wish to have 100,000 sets of moth wings so that you could burn them away one set a night. A moth sees the light and goes into that fire. You should see the fire and go toward that light. Fire is what of God is world consuming, and water world protecting. And somehow each gives the appearance of the other. To these eyes we have now, what looks like water burns, and what looks like fire is a great relief to be inside. You've seen a magician take a bowl of rice and make it seem like a dish full of tiny live worms. Before an assembly, with one breath, he can make the floor swarm with scorpions that weren't there. How much more amazing are God's tricks? Generation after generation lies down, defeated, they think. But they're like a woman underneath a man, encircling him. One molecule mote second thinking of God's reversal of comfort and pain is better than any ritual. That splinter of intelligence is substance. And the fire and the water themselves are accidental and done with mirrors.
Halaj said what he said and went to the origin through the hole in the scaffold. I cut a cap's worth of cloth from his robe, and it swamped over me head to foot. Years ago, I broke a branch of roses from the top of his wall. A thorn from that is still in my palm, working deeper. From Halaj, I learned to hunt lions, but I became something hungrier than a lion. I was a frisky colt. He broke me with a quiet hand on the side of my head. A person comes to him naked. It's cold. There's a fur coat floating in the river. "Jump in and get it," he says. You dive in, you reach for the coat. It reaches for you. It's a live bear that has fallen in upstream, drifting with the current. "How long does it take?" Halaj yells from the bank. "Don't wait," you answer. "This coat has decided to wear me home." A little part of a story, a hint. Do you need long sermons on Halaj?
Lovers think they're looking for each other, but there's only one search. Wandering this world is wandering that, both inside one transparent sky. In here, there is no dogma and no heresy.
The miracle of Jesus is himself. Not what he said or did about the future. Forget the future. I'd worship someone who could do that.
And on the way, you may want to look back. Or not. But if you can say, there's nothing ahead, there will be nothing there.
Stretch your arms and take hold the cloth of your clothes with your hands. The cure for pain is in the pain. Good and bad are mixed. If you don't have both, you don't belong with us.
And when one of us gets lost and is not here, he must be inside us. And there's no place like that anywhere in the world.